Yes, sir.
You were telling me about Sendlinger's phones.
Well, I was just going to say it's a fascinating thing. I recommend it to everybody in the White House because it gets you out of here and gets you away from the ivory tower and lets you listen to what people across the country are saying. I must have listened in on 100 conversations. He has a monitor system, and while his gals are placing these calls, you can tune in and listen to the conversation both ways. And it was really terribly eye-opening to me because the attitude across this country is very, very damn good.
Didn't as bearish as people think, huh?
No. In almost every, well, first of all, as for the political questions, very little antagonism, even from people who said they wouldn't vote for you. Then you'd say, who would you vote for? They'd say, well, I don't know. I'd wait and see. And no enthusiasm on the other side. A couple of people said immediately McCarthy, or somebody said McGovern or Muskie, but no bite. No anti-Nixon stuff. I listened to maybe 100 calls. A lot of pro-Nixon, a lot of people were asked, would you vote for him for re-election, and get a resounding yes. He's getting 50% right now, saying they were 48%, 47%, saying they would. But the significant figure is that is only 20% say no. And so there's only, as he said, the ratio is very, very good. But the interesting thing that comes through in all the conversations, when asked about the economic policies and the wage price freeze, yeah, the people would say, well, we don't know that we understand it too well, but we think the president had to do something. There was a problem, and he had to do it, and he did what had to be done. And then a wait and see. Then, if it works, it'll be great. And if it works, it'll be great, which came through on about 25% of it. If it works, it'll be great. So there's an interesting mood out across the country, Mr. President. I don't know that one can generalize from 100 phone calls, but it was a pretty representative sampling that I listened to. And
it's more than most people get.
Yes, and they don't know they're being listened to, which is an interesting thing. I mean, they're not saying it.
They're not saying it because you're there.
Right, but it was really fascinating. If I had to draw these conclusions, I would say that politically we're a hell of a lot better off than even fellows like me who are optimistic think.
You know, incidentally, I was rather interested to note that Gallup or whatever was worth showed the same trend as Harris did on Muskie. So that,
yes, isn't that interesting? Oh, Muskie's disappeared. And these questions last night, he's just he doesn't come up as anybody's choice anymore. They're getting about 5% of the people when they ask that next question. Who's your
Teddy friend? Is as far as he.
He's about with Muskie. It's spread all over the lot. There isn't any. That's the point. There isn't any coalescing of feeling behind anybody.
Yeah.
But the very significant thing, and of course the volatile thing to us, is that people think the consumer thinks the economy is getting better. The vast majority of the comments last night were.
Yeah, I saw incidentally it marked in the news summary. I suppose you saw it that. Henry Ford and others were pissing around a little bit. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I also, Sendlinger,
what the hell do they want?
Sendlinger had some interesting things to say. He gave a speech recently, and they only quoted a portion of it in the news summary, where he said business is on the edge of a panic. He then went on to say the consumer, however, has never looked better. The consumer and the goddamn jackass businessmen don't understand consumer attitudes. What the consumer is saying is very bullish. Here's what Sendlinger said. They only quoted the negative part in the news summary. They said, I've never seen businessmen panicking the way they are now, said Sendlinger.
Why does he think they're panicking?
Because he thinks they're...
Phase two?
No.
Why?
No, not at all. He thinks that they're, as a breed of people, a bunch of stupid asses. He said last night, I've never seen... He said they had 100 months...
That's what I feel.
During the Kennedy... The Johnson administration, they had 100 months where they couldn't make a mistake. They'd make a mistake, but business was so good it didn't make any difference.
Right.
They got fat, they got dumb, and he said they got complacent. They don't know how to manage anymore. He said, Mike, he has 147 business clients. He said, there are two among them who've got any guts and understanding of what's going on. The entrepreneur is gone today. He says in this article, there has been a complete revival of expectations by consumers that there will be more jobs. But if businessmen continue to panic, creating layoffs, then we'll go into a tailspin. His theory is that the consumers come back completely. And you listened, right. you listened to the tone of those voices last night. It was a hell of a lift for me because the
retail sales seem to be bouncing pretty good. Did you say? Or?
Yes, sir. Very good. They're continuing up, even if you take automobiles out.
And I don't know what the hell more we can do. The damn business fellows. My God, Chuck, we've held their hands. We've go to their meetings. We had them into the White House. We've had them into Blair House. What in the name of God are we supposed to do?
Well, Sinling is right, Mr. President.
The Chamber of Commerce isn't so bad. It's the big business guy, isn't it?
It's strictly the big guy. The little guy who's the shopkeeper.
It's frankly, let's face it, the Harvard School of Business, the Wharton School, and the Stanford School of Business. Right?
That's exactly it. And they had it for as Sinlinger says, they had it for 100 months when they could play golf every day.
Their leader types basically are just gone to pot.
And they're just wanting somebody to do their job for them.
Well, can we do anything about it? I don't think there is.
Well, I think so. I think we've just got to start breaking this.
Change. Well, certainly, I don't know when maybe the tax bill will get passed one day, I suppose. And
well, I think the consumer is going to save them, Mr. President. I think the public is going to pull them out of this.
You agree we're going to have a good Christmas, despite what somebody said we weren't, huh?
Well, if you follow the Sinlinger stuff, you sure as hell would think so. And
the businessmen get out and sell, they will, too.
They've got to sell. There's no doubt about that. But the money is there.
Right.
The mood was awfully good. You could tell listening to people's voices. They're not angry. The only anger, by the way, you could engender is if you talked about labor unions. Then you could get some people mad.
Yeah.
And, the feeling is very strong if we can just put a little bit of spine into some of these fellows. And maybe after this week with the pay stuff will come out. The price stuff will come out tomorrow.
It'll be all right, won't it?
Yes, sir. That'll be. I think that'll be reassuring. The people working at
3 or some damn thing.
Well, the people working on it are good people. Jim Lynn is working on that, and I'm satisfied there. And if we keep this labor thing intact, you see what has to come across in the country is that you took a tough action. It had to be done. Nobody quite understands what you've done, but they don't care because you're doing something. That just comes through all the time. Then if it works, the economic issue is behind us because, and when I say works, it doesn't have to work. It just has to give the impression
of
impression
of movement.
And if people think that it's under control, that it isn't falling apart, that it, and that you're still fighting it very hard, that you're in the vanguard of the fight, they'll relax and they'll figure, well, it's going all right. That issue is then absolutely gone, and then we've got all the benefits that come out of the foreign policy side of the game to play with. But it really is why this present maneuvering that Schultz and I have been conspiring for.
I played a bit today, as you probably read, a very, very nonpartisan line of these. I didn't make one partisan comment in these little speeches at New York, Chicago. I had to.
I thought it was marvelous.
The whole point is, you know, they all these goddamn people have said they were going to go out and start on the campaign trail. How stupid do they think I am?
That's right. No, my God, you're in that posture, right? You're in that leadership posture right now.
And they didn't get down in the grove at all. They were all right.
Well, Cap Weinberger, I just saw him a little while ago. He was at the dinner here in Washington last night. I didn't go because I'd made this date with Sinlinger.
Yeah.
But he said he thought you came through in one of the best speeches he's ever heard you make, the one he watched on TV, which I guess was New York, wasn't it? He was very, very high on the speech. And I think the press thing I've seen flow from it and the television this morning, I thought was...
It wasn't much of a new in it, but I was the most important thing is to keep it nonpartisan, and which just drives our enemies up the wall. Ziegler was just chortling. He says they're all thinking... They really want me to get into there and start down with the others and, you know, bitching about partisanship.
Well, because you'll build them up.
Of course.
You'll build them up at a time when they're really floundering. God, they're floundering. It's incredible the attitudes of the public, and they're out there. They sense this. There is no feeling crystallizing around any Democrat, and it's because no Democrat has got a horse he can ride.
Right.
And as long as you stay on that pasture, they're not going to have a horse they can ride.
It's
a very happy situation.
Well, we'll see what goes on today. I mean, darn it, I just hope they, I mean, he stays glued.
Well, if I, by tomorrow night, I will know whether we've put
if
this
he doesn't, if he doesn't, as I say, it's war. Let's go. We'll take him on.
Well, as I say, the big, that's right, and you'd win, no question, in terms of the public attitudes.
Yeah.
Not the slightest doubt, but...
might not keep the prices down. Well, anyway.
That's what we need to do is to give people a feeling that,
right.
that this is working, and that's...
Right.
We'll keep working that end of it, sir.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. President.